This is Daniel Dickinson. The world has seen huge changes since the League of Nations was born 100 years ago, but its twin aims of promoting peace and well-being live on today in the work of the United Nations. That's the strong belief of Blondine Blukac-Luisfer, chief of the Institutional Memory Section at the UN Library in Geneva, who explained to Daniel Johnson of UN News how the League was also ahead of its time in raising the alarm about climate threats such as pollution. She was speaking at an event to celebrate the first International Day of Multilateralism and Diplomacy for Peace, held at the Palais des Nations, the original home of the League of Nations.
Actually, there's not one reason. I think there are many reasons. We are living in a complex world with many political issues, but also many economic and social issues that are more and more complex and need to involve more and more actors and stakeholders. And I think multilateralism is an answer to that.
How is the world today different to 100 years ago when the League of Nations was founded? Is it comparable? Is multilateralism still the model we need to improve people's well-being and fight inequalities?
I think the principles are still more or less the same. We've just screened a video today showing the activities of the League of Nations, and a lot of the people in the audience said, "But we still do the same." Actually, we do the same in terms of principles, but at the same time, the geopolitics have changed. At the time of the League of Nations, it was a time of colonialism, which no longer exists. So states have different interests and way to behave. But also issues are more and more global, like climate change, for instance. The League already tackled this issue.
It did? The League of Nations tackled climate change?
Not really climate change, but actually environment issues, like pollution of the sea. There was a convention in 1926 about pollution of the sea. But of course, nowadays, climate change is a bigger issue than it was at that time. And this is something we need to tackle together.
And in your work as the archivist of the UN legacy here, if you like, at the Palais des Nations in Geneva, what's one of the most interesting things that you've found in the course of your work, in the course of organising this event on multilateralism?
There are so many things. I'm here for 20 years. This year is also the anniversary of
Congratulations.
for 20 years. The beauty of being in the library and heading the archives is that every day I learn something, and we found things in the archives every day. I think what I've learned is that a lot of things that the UN is doing was done already, or steps were taken by the League. It's amazing. We were talking about environment and pollution. It was there. When preparing this event and other events in the century activities, we tried to match sustainable development goals with activities that the League had, and we barely one or two that do not have links with what the League did.
And as the historian of the UN archive here in Geneva, what is very different about the UN today compared with the League of Nations? It can't just be size. Maybe it's in terms of the civil society participation. Is there anything that really strikes you?
So there are many things, of course, which are different. Of course, there is a legacy from the League, but not everything is done the same way. And also, for instance, the economic and social dimension has been taken into account by the UN from the very beginning by having an economic and social council, which did not exist to the League, which was recognizing the importance of these activities in maintaining peace. You don't maintain peace only by doing political activities and disarmament, but also in developing these activities. And also, I think, the involvement of civil society. It started at that time, but it has exploded. It's not commensurate to what the League did.